Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now that Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Warren is out of the running to head the new Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, President Obama picked someone else. Speculation is heating up that she'll challenge Senator Scott Brown for his Senate seat in next year's election. Warren did her best to avoid the question yesterday, but as you'll hear in this excerpt from her interview with MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, she didn't rule it out when asked if Massachusetts beckons.
Massachusetts does beckon in the sense that it's my home and I need to go home. And when I go home, I'll do more thinking then. But I need to do that thinking, not from Washington. I need to go home.
David Catanese, national political reporter for Politico.com, has been following the Warren story and joins us now by telephone from Washington. Good morning, David, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
What do you take away from Warren's comments yesterday? Do you think that she's seriously considering a Senate bid in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I definitely do. She was very careful about her wording yesterday. I think she wanted yesterday to be more about the Consumer Financial Bureau, which she cared so much about. She basically created, she came up with the idea. But in talking to sources here in Washington and some in Massachusetts, you get the sense that this is growing more serious. I think a few weeks ago, it was more of a concept that someone had thrown out there because Democrats are searching for a candidate. But I think now that she's not able to head this bureau, it is a real possibility, and she basically signaled she'd think about it.
You know, there was plenty of speculation that Warren might run before President Obama chose someone else to head the Consumer Bureau. From what you're hearing in Washington, did the likelihood of her running largely depend on whether or not she headed the bureau?
I think it is a huge factor. If you talk to people that are close to her, this was something very important to her, the Consumer Financial Bureau. I think in a perfect world, her ideal move would have been to head this bureau, but it turned out that it was not politically palatable. So the next option that her friends and supporters were talking to her about is, hey, you know, would you be interested in challenging Scott Brown? And we don't know what type of politician Elizabeth Warren is. We don't know how she would match up. We do know a few things. One of them being is that she's well known and she'd be able to raise a ton of money from her liberal supporters. She has, you know, she is a hero for a lot of the people on the left, for the way that she stood up to the banks, for the way, in some instances, she stood up to the Obama administration. So in that case, she'd be a formidable force.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that because she is known as outspoken and independent, sometimes putting herself at odds with the president. And I'm wondering what kind of candidate you think she'd be, given those qualities.
I think it's tough to tell. It's very tough to be able to, you know, look at a person who's never run a political race before and see what kind of campaign they'd be. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is charming. I think she's articulate. And I think that would serve her well if she's able to, you know, transfer those qualities to the campaign trail. But, you know, when you get in a high-profile race, and this would be one of the marquee races in the country, you have consultants in the room, you have a lot of advisors, the pressure of the campaign. There's a lot of X factors there that people don't realize until they actually get into the race. That being said, if Democrats were able to lure her into this contest, it would be a huge coup for them, because the one advantage that Scott Brown has that none of the current Democrats are able to touch is his financial advantage. His $10 million in the bank. Elizabeth Warren would be able to cut into that advantage with her national fundraising.
Well, let me ask you how you think she'd stand out in a field of Democrats in Massachusetts, a pretty crowded field. A year and a half out, we have a half dozen Democrats who've already announced their intentions to run. Most of them, with maybe the exception of Congressman Michael Capuano, not necessarily very well known nationally. And I'm wondering if you think that Warren would stand out in the field.
Yeah, I think she definitely would, but I think there's a possibility of some backlash. I mean, she's not originally from Massachusetts. She's from Oklahoma, and a lot of these candidates have been in the race for several months now, doing the long, hard slog of the early days of campaigning, which a lot of people overlook. You know, getting the volunteers, setting up the website, setting up the infrastructure, hiring staff. If they see Elizabeth Warren just being able to swoop in and provided with, you know, a bunch of resources, resources by Democrats in Washington, there's going to be some resentment there, and there's going to be some backlash. Now, the question is, does that become an issue in a primary, and does that complicate Warren's eventual chances at beating Scott Brown?
There are political figures in Massachusetts, not in the race, who believe that Scott Brown may be unbeatable. I'm wondering what the view is from Washington. Do Democrats in Washington think that Scott Brown can be had in the 2012 race, and do Republicans see him as vulnerable?
Yeah, I don't think they think he's unbeatable. I think he's very formidable. I think they know he's going to be a very tough opponent. But it's still Massachusetts, right? And while Scott Brown was able to pull this off, a huge upset for Ted Kennedy's Senate seat, the environment is changing. I don't think the environment of 2010 is going to be replicated in 2012 in any way. Even if it's a good year for Republicans, it's not going to be that good. That was a historic year. So, yes. Is he tough? Absolutely. Does he have one of the most biggest amounts of money of any incumbent in the country? Sure. But he's not unbeatable, but it's very important to get the right candidate to beat them, and that's why they're looking so hard at Elizabeth Warren.
David Catanese, national political reporter for Politico, thanks a lot for speaking to 90.9 WBUR.